When Jay Schaefer was a boy, he hated his 370 square meter home.
You know, it was my sister and I who cleaned our house every weekend, and we envied the other kids who were out playing while we had to clean the house all weekend long.
Today, Schaefer heads up Tumbleweed Tiny Homes and designs houses that are 1/20th the size of his childhood home. He says smaller is more ecological.
I don't want to burn any more fossil fuels or go through any more construction materials than I have to, for space that I'm not going to be using anyway. And I don't want to be putting out any more greenhouse gases than I have to, so that's a large part of it.
He adds that living tiny expands his personal happiness.
The more stuff I have in my life that's not contributing to my happiness, the more work I have to do, which doesn't make me happy, so I got rid of all my unnecessary stuff and just live with what really makes me happy. That editing process is really arduous. But once it's done, you know, that's the hard part. It's all over and you're just living very liberated from there on out.
Just off a shady country lane, Schaefer gives a tour of his original 9-square-meter home, which includes a bathroom with a toilet and shower, a kitchen with a gas stove and sink, an upstairs bedroom loft, plus amenities such as hardwood floors, a fireplace, a porch, and a gabled roof. There's even space for a combination office and TV room, a desk for his laptop computer.
That serves as my entertainment center and my link to the outside world, so I really am not missing anything here.
But while this tiny house was his home for nearly a decade, Schaefer says things changed a little when he got married.
My wife insisted on something a little bigger, so we bought a relatively palatial house. Then we had a baby, so it's probably a good thing we have a little extra space. I actually would not want to live in this house with three people.
So just woke up from a nap, so yeah. Yay.
The 1950s era home that Schaefer now shares with his wife Marty and baby Emerson is 5 times bigger than his first Tumbleweed home. Still, it's nearly 5 times smaller than the typical American house. But Marty says it's big enough.
You know, the size itself is okay, but maybe just kind of the proportions of the rooms and having the, you know, the eating area would be a little bit different.
With her husband's designs, Marty says she might be comfortable downsizing a bit. Nationwide, more than 300 people have done just that, thanks to Schaefer's tiny house plans and workshops where he teaches anyone how to build one. The cost for a prefab tiny home, not including land to build it on, is around $50,000, 1/5 the cost of the average U.S. home. And the more construction the homeowner does, the lower the cost.
I'm, you know, not a builder by trade. I, you know, work in a library. I'm all about books.
Next to a cornfield in Colorado, Jules Hall Payne has just moved into a 16-square-meter tiny home that she built with her partner, Molly Hall Payne.
I'm so excited by this thing. Anything that involves plumbing or electricity, I've never done it before, and it works, and I'm so excited.
Molly says many people lent a hand on this project. Her mother helped put the paneling on the walls.
It's something about being in a house that was kind of built with a bunch of love and friendship.
Small may be the next big thing in the United States. The National Association of Home Builders reports that in 2009, the average new home was slightly smaller than those built a few years earlier. More than 50 designers and builders specialize in tiny houses, and every day, thousands of internet users visit an online community Schaefer co-founded called the Small House Society for ideas and advice about downsizing. Jay Schaefer says his personal experience helps him understand why living smaller is gaining a bigger audience.
I don't have to work all the time to make money, to pay for more space than I really need to be happy, so now I just do what I love to do.
And with so many people wanting to know more about the small house movement, these days, Schaefer says, what he loves most is to develop designs for more tiny homes. For VOA News, I'm Shelley Schlender in Grayton, California.